This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. The U.S. Senate Majority Leader introduced legislation on Tuesday that would link $2,000 COVID-19 relief checks to other President Donald Trump requests, specifically involving social media company legal protections and election fraud. The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, responded in a statement saying the legislation, quote, won't pass the House and cannot become law. The back and forth now comes as President Trump pushes for larger stimulus checks for most Americans. The House of Representatives approved the measure on Monday, but Republican senators are deeply split over new spending. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blocked a swift vote proposed by Senate Democrats on Tuesday. McConnell says the Senate will begin a process to address the issues, but the next steps are highly uncertain, and it's quite possible no bill passes. Meanwhile, President Trump is urging the Republican majority Senate to uphold his veto of a $740 billion defense spending measure. More than 100 Republicans joined with Democrats Monday to approve the override of the veto, which would be the first of the Trump presidency. The Senate is expected to consider the measure later this week. The $740 billion National Defense Authorization Act affirms a 3% pay raise for U.S. troops, improvements for military housing, and more. The U.S. state of Colorado has discovered the first case of the highly infectious new variant of the coronavirus. This is the variant first detected in the United Kingdom. Governor Jared Polis said on Tuesday a man in his 20s was diagnosed and he has no travel history. Read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. As the U.S. discovers the coronavirus variant's presence in the country, President-elect Joe Biden said that it could take years for most Americans to be vaccinated at current distribution rates. The Democratic president-elect's prediction of a difficult winter appeared aimed at lowering public expectations that the pandemic will soon be over. His statement also sending a message to Congress that his administration will want to significantly increase spending to expedite vaccine distribution, expand testing, and provide funding to states to help reopen schools. One person is dead and three soldiers injured in the Damascus countryside, according to Syrian state news Sana on Wednesday. Sana quoting a military source for its report. Earlier on Wednesday, Sana said that Syrian air defenses thwarted Israeli aggression and an attack with missiles in Damascus. Israeli military offered no immediate comment. Health experts in South Sudan are criticizing organizers of a weekend concert in Juba with tens of thousands of people, including the president in attendance. Concertgoers gathered in clear violation of the health ministry's COVID-19 protocols. Tanzanian music star Diamond Platnumz attracted all kinds of fans to the outdoor event at the Dr. John Garang Mausoleum, including President Salva Kiir. The vast majority of people ignored Health Ministry and World Health Organization directives to social distance or wear masks. President Kiir wore a face covering. A World Health Organization epidemiologist in South Sudan said new strains of COVID-19 have emerged that can spread more easily in South Sudan. British lawmakers will vote on a Brexit deal on Wednesday. Prime Minister Boris Johnson will speak ahead of time, saying Britain will be able to trade with its European neighbors and keep control of its laws and destiny. The Prime Minister referring to the 11th-hour deal he clinched on December 24th. The accord preserves Britain's zero tariff and zero quota access to the European Union's 450 million consumers, preventing the chaotic split business had feared. But it does not cover services, which make up 80% of the British economy, and trade in goods, which will still be hampered by red tape and higher costs. Johnson, however, will say the deal resets Britain's relationship with its neighbors, ending its, quote, half-hearted membership of the European Union and instead becoming a sovereign equal able to do things differently. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.